beneath the barrage of weaponry about to be unleashed on Islamic State forces in Mosul live an estimated 1.5 million people. Aid agencies are braced for a humanitarian emergency as the population tries to flee, an exodus that threatens to overwhelm a nation already at breaking point.
Over 3 million people are internally displaced right now. And in Iraq itself, to date, over 10 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance. So it's really a humanitarian catastrophe on a humanitarian catastrophe.
Refugees have already fled towns surrounding Mosul. They describe horrific conditions under Islamic State.
We fled at night, and we walked for over 5 or 6 hours. We managed to escape the bombs.
Around 250,000 people are expected to flee to Duhok in northern Iraq, which already hosts 25 refugee camps. Duhok's director of healthcare told VOA many of the refugees are likely to be suffering from very poor mental and physical health.
The first objective is to prevent the outbreak, to prevent infections. And this will be mainly on prevention. And this is, will do mass vaccination. They may bring more diseases with them. They may be heavily traumatized, especially the women and the children. So we are expecting a very bad psychological situation of these people.
Dr. Nezar says the international community must step up to avert a disaster.
We are out of budget and we cannot pay salaries. So we can cope with all this burden that the people who came and the camps and the war.
Just escaping Mosul will be the first challenge.
Civilians are at extreme risk from crossfire, from possible artillery barrage. We understand that ISIL has booby-trapped large parts of the city. We understand that there's extensive contamination by explosive hazards. We're very worried about snipers.
The United Nations also fears Islamic State fighters could use civilians as human shields or stage a chemical weapons attack on those trying to flee. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.